Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday. I am out. I'm not actually in studio. I'm at the crib getting some stuff together. Had the big move today. Got the new house. So get some stuff together. But I had to leave my guys with a couple joints for the mixtape. So I want everybody to weigh in on this. 713-572-4610. What is your age without saying how old you are? I'll start off with this. Power Rangers was a big freaking deal for me, man. Mm. I love Power Rangers. I was into Barney a little bit too, but Power Rangers was my thing. Pokemon cards took over the world. We was over here trading Pokemon cards, the yo-yos, that sleep. That was a big deal. I remember back in my day, I used to try to record music from the radio, so I had to put tape over a cassette tape while trying to block out the commercials and all that stuff. Also, rocking do-rags. That was a thing. That was a fashion statement. Just walking around in public, rocking the do-rag. With the throwback jerseys and all that stuff, that was a big deal. But let me know what y'all got.
All right, so this is going to be... People don't... It's kind of like I'm talking from another planet. I remember calling someone, and you couldn't talk to him because it was a busy signal.
You had to call the operator first.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Operator, please.
You don't even remember that.
Give me 73.
You barely remember telephones, I'm sure.
What are you doing right now?
An actual telephone.
I'm not that young.
But it changed quickly.
I'm not that young.
But remember the old telephone that you would set on a table?
Yeah.
Or a desk or whatever. Pick up the phone. The rotary.
So I've never used a rotary phone.
You had the rotary number. Click, 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 click. And then 7. Click, 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 click. And then 1. And, you know, all that stuff. And then if the person was on the phone, there wasn't any
call waiting.
There wasn't any messaging. Yeah. It was just a busy signal.
Well, can't get to them. We'll call back later.
My dad used to say, 10 minutes on the phone. Everybody just gets 10 minutes on the phone. I'm like, okay, I'll talk fast.
Yeah. I am saw the first PDAs years old. Like, I remember, because you started talking about phones, and I vividly remember, like, my mom's, Black Book, because you had to have like a
contract, I had a Rolodex,
right? Big man over here. He had a lot of people to keep it tough. But no, I vividly remember like having the number. Mm-hmm. I am also, to be fair, I am also remember people's numbers years old.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and of course that goes back pretty far. But I'm probably like one of the last generations of remember people's numbers mm-hmm. years old. Although I say all that, and now I remember one number that is not my own by heart.
I remember the number of the house I grew up in.
I do remember that, but that's not useful for me, right?
732-8560.
All right. Whoever has that number now is gonna get at least one call. Some other people getting involved here. Oh, yes. 713, Scholastic Book Fairs.
Oh, yes. Weekly Readers. Do you remember the Weekly Readers?
Weekly Readers?
The Weekly Readers. You used to get them in school. And it was the coolest thing. It was the first mail I ever got. And I was always so excited on Fridays. It would arrive on Fridays. And it was a little newspaper kind of magazine that would arrive and had stories that kids liked. You know, like I remember reading a story in the Weekly Reader about Vita Blue, this pitcher for the Oakland A's that threw 100 miles an hour. And I would just run to the mailbox. Is the Weekly Reader in? That Sports Illustrated in the mailbox, of course.
Sports Illustrated. East Bay's in the mailbox is one of those.
This isn't my era, but my kids, it reminded me when I heard Figgy. You remember Pogs?
Pogs came in on the text line.
They did?
From the 832. Pogs with the metal slammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No area codes is a great one.
Yeah.
Like not a lot.
I just said 732-8560.
Yeah, you were like, these area codes. I am where I am.
Yeah, exactly.
832 says parachute pants. Okay, all right. All right, 979, I don't know what we're doing. This Davy Crockett coonskin haps. All right.
That's a while back.
Yeah, I was like, how far are we going back there? I also thought of one. I don't know how I got here. Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
What is that?
Yeah. See, that's how I know you're just a little bit older, man. Some of us, you know, the computers got brought into our classes because they was like, oh, we gonna teach these kids how to type,
yeah.
Like not typewriter type, computer type.
Yeah.
And so yeah. The typing software programs.
Yeah, I got so many of these. The other two that popped in mind. I'll kind of go in order. Like in high school, I remember like an 8-track, not a cassette.
Yeah.
Not a CD.
Understood.
An actual 8-track in my first car. So the song would be playing and then you'd hear click, click, and it'd go to the next track and it can pick up the song where it was. So yeah, there's a lot of that stuff. A
lot of people coming in with the party lines.
Mm-hmm.
When you were on the
show. Oh, party lines. Party I remember line. That.
Yeah. They said the grandfather had a party line playing dodgeball with actual rubber kickballs. We talked about that.
Talked about that
earlier this week. TV guide. Actually getting a physical TV guide. Hey, what's on today? Let me flip through and find. No.
How about no remotes?
Oh, see, I'm not that one where you had to get up and do the click, 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 UHF.
No, I was the youngest kid in my family, so my dad always propped me, sat me next to the TV. So he goes, put it on 12. Click, click, click. Put it back on 4. Click, click, click. I was like a human remote control.
281, the first date was to see Purple Rain at the theater. Okay. 713, Armstrong walks on the moon. All right, shout out to you.
I remember the first video game I ever got to play on my home TV. Pong. That's a true story. You've heard of Pong, right?
I have, of course. Yeah. And then on the YouTube, Reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's Voltron, Thundercats, and Transformers were top cartoons in your time. All right.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Oh, okay. Just for like me. Watching Bugs Bunny. Yeah. I was like, Boost Mobile, where you at? Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon? Absolutely. I remember Pokemon went crazy in the streets, man. Went crazy. All right. I guess next one.
Yes, sir. It's Figgy Smith Staple on In the Loop Sports Radio. Sit stand, Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. What is something you believe gets too much hate for no reason? The first thing I thought about, and we in baseball season so far, the postseason, Joe Buck. I never understood the hate with Joe Buck, but he gets a lot of hate, especially in this city. I don't see it. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. I feel like he do a damn good job, but he get a lot of hate in the city. I also feel like pineapple on pizza get a lot of hate.
Yep.
Oh, and mind you, man. I don't care for pineapple on pizza, but we've seen a whole bunch of wild stuff mm-hmm. when it comes to food. For some reason, people just... It just ticks them off whenever you hear pineapple on pizza. Like, I don't care for it, but
you eat
I don't
you
think
eat.
It deserves that much hate. What y'all got?
Pineapple on pizza was immediately the one that came to mind. Because you don't have to eat it. Nobody's making you eat it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that the food preference ones get kind of funny. Because it's like, okay, you don't have to eat that one. You're good.
I feel like this is a good question because a lot of them are food related. I feel Bob Costas is in that Joe Buck realm now. It's like I said earlier when we were talking about it, like, what do you expect? That's Bob Costas. But that was one that thought that popped into mind. Blue cheese dressing along the same lines as pineapple on pizza. I put blue cheese dressing on wings. I put it on my salad. I put crumbles on my salad and you don't have to. You don't have to. I love it.
I love that two separate people sent in Nickelback for this answer. We had a lot of throwback or a lot mm-hmm. of callbacks during the course of this week mm-hmm. of the show. 281, Angel Reese feels like a lot of dudes hating who have never played above JV in high school, they say.
Yeah.
Women's basketball in general. The thing that always hits me is, I'm not saying that you have to like it. The people that go out of their way to let you know that they don't like it, I'm like, okay, why are we doing
that's
that?
Everything right now.
That is fair.
That is everything right now. I'm trying to think, like, what else might, like, it gets unfairly too much hate.
Now I'm confused because some of these are coming in that are still answering.
From the last one?
Yeah, for the last, like, I saw Magic School Bus and I was like, wait, people hate Magic School Bus? I was like,
oh, no,
okay,
that's
my bad. Yeah, there we go. Got you.
Eminem, he gets too much hate. He does. He was the best in the game.
He was.
Yeah. He was. At one point, he was.
He was at a point. He absolutely was. I'm trying to think of ones outside of...
Mm-hmm. Like food.
Yeah, food is just the easy one. And I think the reason why it gets a lot of hate is because food is the place where we can argue. And like it's one of the few bastions where we can argue and it still feels like we're having fun. There's a lot more things now that if we start having kind of takes... All of a sudden, we find ourselves in this place. Where it's like, oh, the mood has changed. I thought we were having fun, and now we no longer are.
I just thought of one, and the only reason is because somehow it came up this week, and I forget how. Crocs. I don't wear Crocs other than the loafers. I think I'm wearing a pair now, but you know, like the actual shoe.
Yeah.
But the old school waffle looking, you know, bulky Crocs. a lot of people just hate them and laugh at them and all that. And I'm like, they are comfortable. I don't wear them, but they are comfortable. Let them have their Crocs. Let the man have his Crocs.
Yeah, I'm still working on myself with that one. I'm going to be completely honest. Just a little bit of... I'm not perfect. I've got to be honest. Our guy, Sean Pendergast of Payne and Pendergast in the Morning, sent us a text that, again, could fit both of these questions, which is having to buy your nudity at the convenience store.
I think it's the first question.
Maybe.
I think it is.
Or maybe he's just in a place where he's like, I should be able to do that without you judging me. I don't know. You know? From the 281. Oh, this is bold. They think Deshaun Watson gets too much hate. I don't know if I can go there.
I think it's the appropriate level of hate.
You might be out there alone, friend. You might be out there alone. This one, though, 979, I completely agree with it. Roger Goodell.
I'm not a big fan. But maybe he's a little bit.
I think we need to direct that at where it needs to go, which is a lot of the times you mad at the owners. He's just the guy who stands there and takes it.
Well, that's fair.
That's the way. Yeah. Position of TP on a roll. Oh, no. There's one right way to do that. And if you're doing it the other way, you're wrong.
No, that's
I don't know if that was the spirit of the question, but maybe we should.
No, continue. You're right. You're right.
I think Figgy's got one more for us, doesn't he?
Yep, it's Figgy Smith's tape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. What are your I can't believe other people don't do this hat? I'm going to read a few of them that people sent in. Cleaning out your refrigerator before grocery shopping. A lot of people apparently don't do this. Nope. I really don't do this, but I think it's pretty smart just to kind of get the old stuff out of there. That way, towards the end of the week or the month, you ain't got to do a deep cleaning when it comes to the refrigerator. I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Another one thinking. I got is buy her flowers just because. That's something I really want to start doing. I think that one's becoming slept on. You got to start buying your lady some
Lopez
flowers.
Lopez sleeping right now.
Just because.
Right, Lopez.
And the last one I got is when you pull up to the gas station and some people have no idea what side their gas tank is on. If you look in the dashboard right next to the gas meter, you see a little arrow right there. Mm-hmm. That arrow points to the side your gas tank is
Absolutely.
On. I found that out probably like 8 or 9 years ago, and I still use it to this day. A lot of people don't know why that's there. I think that's a cool little hack. Let me hear what y'all got.
Go ahead.
That one's a great one that I've had.
I learned that while renting cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you rent a car, you can... Oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah, that was one of those things that... I just remembered which side. Mm-hmm. But then when I found out or figured it out, I've had the pleasure of telling people that, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize it would make me so happy that people were like, oh.
A lot of people don't know.
And a lot of people actually have to stop and get out of the car. Maybe not a lot, but I've seen people have to stop and get out of the car.
Back in the day.
That's incredible. So yeah, no, it changes. You feel like, you really do feel like a god amongst men. When you're like, I don't need to think about this. I know exactly where to go.
I think the fridge thing's got me thinking. I've never done that.
I haven't either.
And but it's a good idea.
It's a good idea that I know for damn certain I'm not doing that. That seems like extra work.
I might at least, you know, a couple things, get rid of a couple things here and there to do it. I'm trying to think of some other hacks that I have. Most of them are like cooking related kind of thing. Like, you know, wrapping, you know, your food when resting your food after you cook it.
Yeah, that's a good one that I don't think a lot of people think of. It's like, all right, it's done cooking, let's eat.
No,
it's like,
no. Let it rest. Sometimes an hour, 4 hours, depending on the size of the
meat.
I'm
not waiting 4 hours.
No, you cook a brisket, it's got to be minimum 4 hours. Minimum. If you want a better brisket, listen to the Bite Meat podcast and wrap your brisket at least 4 hours after you take it off.
713, cleaning your kitchen before bed and not leaving dishes in the sink. Just kind of that mm-hmm. I guess opportunity to do that. I think one of the things I've been thinking about lately, and I don't know how much this is like a hack that people don't know, is just like the power of a deep breath, like mm-hmm. the way that it kind of resets your system.
Yeah,
it's something small, but that's huge. If you just stop and let's do it all together, right, real quick. Just breathe in, breathe out.
What about putting a spoon over boiling water, a wooden spoon?
I think people have heard that.
Oh, yeah. It works.
I don't know how many people actually will do it on a consistent basis.
No, it works.
Baking soda in the fridge. Yeah.
100%.
That's a good one. Yep. 281. This is one that I actually hadn't thought about. This is a good hint. Renew your electricity contract in the fall.
Great idea.
Getting good good deals on your on your electricity bill or what have you?
Well, somebody mentioned ice cream. Did you know, those ice cream cones that have the thick handle, the old school ice cream cone?
Mm-hmm.
You rub it, you roll it between your hands to warm it up a little bit.
Ah.
Or run warm water over it, and it'll get your ice cream a lot better. Because, it's nothing more frustrating than... it's like a rock when you try to scoop your ice cream.
I like all my friends here, all my hygiene friends here saying, wipe your keister with wet wipes. I'll take you a step further. Bidet, friends. Do the bidet.
You're a bidet guy?
Do not be afraid of it. Having a clean behind is incredible. And you know that because of the wipes, but it's even better. Like, think about it. If you got your hand dirty, if you somehow had your hand in some, excrement, what would you do? You go wash it. Right?
Yes, you
so
would.
So why not do that with the skin that's on your keister? I'm telling you. And I'm not trying to be nasty or anything. I understand we're in kind of that lunch hour or lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
It helps everything run smoothly too.
I'm telling you, I've never been a bidet guy, never had one.
Do
I'm
it.
I'm not gonna argue.
Do it.
You have one in a new place?
Yeah. I mean,
really?
I have a bidet attachment. I don't have a whole bidet. How rich do you think I am? You know what we make. That's Figgy's mixtape. You get it every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Figgy's so good at this, he could do this without even being here.
While holding a box.
What? we got to put some respect on
this. Yes, absolutely.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
He's literally pushing a couch and doing the mixtape.
If you push the second button down on the right side of the gas pump screen, it'll mute the audio. Ooh.
Now I got to go try that.
That's
one of those today years old things.
I want to go try that. Keep sending those in. I'm going to see if I can run these through when on in our next segment. Coming up next, we get ready to hand off to our guys, Clint and Ron, who are out at East River 9 getting ready for their Football Friday broadcast of the Drive. But before that, we will draft the weekend. What games and other things are we most excited for this weekend? We'll do that next.